Alfalfa is so-so. The plants that survived that made it into fall are actually looking pretty healthy and vigorous right now. Biggest issue are the plants, the seedings that didn't establish last year. Spring seedings are thin and really marginal right now. The fall seedings look pretty bad. Some of those were just plain have to replace those.
Do you think you're seeing the results of winter kill, or this is mainly drought, results of the drought from last year?
Most of what I talked about so far is drought last year. I think the alfalfa might be drought and herbicide carryover. I'm seeing what I think is some herbicide carryover both in fall alfalfa seedings and also in winter wheat. Winter wheat is just incredibly variable, mostly fair to poor. Very few fields actually look very good right now, and I'm attributing a lot of that to the combination of the dry weather and the herbicide of carryover on the roots.
Stuff just didn't dissolve last year is what it boils down to, huh?
Yeah, it was just so dry that there was not enough biological activity to break down the products.
Have you seen much planting as of yet?
Within my area, it's been very slow. East, we got a good start in the sands up by Westfield Grand Marsh last week. Then got interrupted again and got back at it pretty strongly on Sunday. Coming west in the lighter ground up until we get to about the interstate at Mauston, people were able to plant. But once we get onto the heavier soils to the west, it is just slower and slower. Several reports of 4 inches of rain last week out in along Highway 27 there in Vernon County. So it's pretty wet out there right now.
So what are you telling farmers? I mean, everybody's getting a bit nervous here this time of the year.
Well, everybody's nervous, including me. You know, you just wonder what next week's going to bring. But we know, looking at research, that historically we get best yields if we stay with the full season adapted hybrids until at least May 15th, usually up to May 20th is what the research tells us. And we know that some of that's because that the plants literally adapt. As you start planting corn later after the 1st of May, they literally silk about 1.5 days earlier for every day that planting is delayed, and they actually reach physiological black layer or maturity about 6 days earlier as you start delaying, or 6 GDUs earlier, excuse me, as you start planting them later. So they adapt. We use temperature because it's very easy to measure. But the plants respond to the entire environment. They respond to temperature and daylight, moisture regimes. And so as we plant them later, they do mature with a little bit less time. So that's why research tells us that we can go out to the 15th of May.
So no need to panic right now.
No. The right answer economically for growers is to stay with those full-season hybrids until at least the week of the 15th, and we'll start looking at what the weather says then before we start making any changes.
What are you seeing for soil temperatures out there right now?
They're pretty variable. Generally, you can find temperatures at 50 degrees, you know, when the thermometer tells you to plant, but like I said, today the field I was in over the noon hour, it was warm enough. It was just, as a plant, the planter was literally pulling up clods of clay. It was so wet, and really that planter shouldn't have been in the field, but they were just trying to get the planter started, making sure it worked, so that if hopefully the weather will turn around next week, they can really pound it.
Any particular weed control problems that may pop up because of this late spring?
Yeah, dandelions are growing pretty good, but they're also pretty tender right now with the cool weather and the humidity, so they should be pretty easy to control. The biggest issue is going to be the fact that nobody's had the time to get out and do all the burn downs that need to be done. We're kind of getting caught up with some of that this week. But my recommendation right now is if the weather turns and if it gets fit, you're going to have to plant, get that seed in the ground, and then come back and make your weed control adjustments after that seed's in the ground to get those weeds under control.
So get it planted first off, huh?
That's right. We can never take those days back. And you get nervous when you've got weeds that are becoming more and more difficult to control like lamb's quarter, particularly for us, lamb's quarter and giant ragweed have become some real problem weeds. If you don't get them when they're little, they get really hard to control when they get big.
All right. Anything else you'd like to add?
Just be careful. Several reports of folks getting injured in the last few days, farm accidents, and we're just getting started in the season, so we just need to remind everybody to slow down, take a breath. Tomorrow will come.